Train 44, Fargo.
Train 44, go ahead.
Train 44, operator 20644, I'm signing with the train authors, SIMA W760.
Still just SIS advisories, have a great rest of your night.
Train 44, copy that, SIMA, thank you.
It is 2044.
22, yard move complete to 4INJ, hope you have a lovely evening.
Complete, have a good night, 2044.
Yeah, 734, I'm almost at North Terminal.
Okay, did you send a request to talk?
I did, because I tried to do the directions myself, I apologize. I'm on 4th, I could take 4th all the way down to Gleason and then get to North Terminal that way. Is that correct?
That is correct.
Thank you.
Not a problem. 2047. 87? 87,
I'm at 6th and Pine. There are emergency vehicles right up around the bend. Looks like 6th and Cooch. But I can't really see them, so I can't tell if they're blocking or not.
Copy. Yeah, looks like they're in the auto lane. And it should be clear the right away. So you're clear on a proper. Just use walking speed past them.
87, copy. Thanks.
2056.
Train 25.
Train 25?
25, sir, I'm Morris. Can you show me how to reset NAP with my portal?
And 25, here, I'll show you how to third Morrison to reset a red NAP.
321 dispatch.
321, go ahead.
Question, I know you had to add back the one that was canceled on my manifest. The two drop-offs, is there any way that we can reroute and put 328 being the first drop-off and 1794 being the last?
You bet. I have no problem making that switch, and I've already updated it on your manifest.
Chris Xavier, thank you, dispatch. 321, much appreciates you.
And we appreciate you being willing to work with us, so have a good safe trip. Let us know if there's anything else we need to do for you. Dispatch clear at this time, 2059.
Train 87.
87?
87, I'm at 6th and Hoyt. Someone has been holding the door for a while now. I can't even see him anymore, but the door won't shut, so I need to go back there and look at it.
Okay, I copy. I'll show you how to fix in the Hoyt, fixing in on the door.
87, rolling.
87, I copy. You're rolling.
906, North Terminal bound. I just got to the stop on 39th, or Cesar Chavez and Powell, and my check engine light went on, diesel exhaust fluid, and an alarm for one of them came on.
Okay, I copy that. What is the level or in your gauge for the DEF fluid? What does that read?
Which gauge?
It's the diesel exhaust fluid gauge. It's on your dash there. What does that read?
It's hard to read. Never remember being taught how to read this. Hold on. The main dial is just above zero. It's halfway between zero and the next mark. It is in a warning zone.
Okay, the needle's in a warning zone on the gauge, correct?
Correct.
How many passengers do you have on the bus?
Looks like just three.
Okay, stand by.
Train 81, yard limit. 229, Bravo, Bravo.
2 Echo Fox.
81, copy, 2 Echo Fox, thank you.
21, 11.
2467.
Hey, 2467, you got a sleeper?
Yes, that's correct.
Okay, and have we done anything to try to wake him up?
Yeah, well, he's just got here the bus, he fall asleep, and then I just talk to microwave, and then he never can wake up, and then I just tell him this last stop, he don't want to get off. He's not even, like, basically, since we left the gateway, he will sleep until. I try everything, he's now.
Okay, well, you're almost to your last stop now, correct?
Yes, right now I'm 18 and Morrison.
Okay. Well, open your doors and try again. Let them know the bus isn't moving and we'll, like, once you're actually stopped, we'll be a little more, hopefully, influential on him. So we're sending a supervisor to get to the stop, put your four ways on, and let him know. See if you can get him up.
Okay. I'll do that again.
All right. And we are sending supervisors.
Okay, thank you so much.
Thank you. 2119.
And 9586. Trail has a supervisor that's going to meet up with 2467.
All right, I heard you. Thank you.
Not a problem.
9586.
9586.
Yeah, I was able to get that sleeper off that bus, so that bus is rolling. It'll be clear.
1 Charlie Delta. Have a good night.
Hey, have a good night. 2128.